sweet song from a bunch of wholesome, innocent boys from Liverpool. You listen to that and you think, wow, they just had everything. Everything in order, those Beatle guys, man. Back in the day, there goes Let It Be. Dog and Joe Show. Time for this big bomb that Paul McCartney dropped with GQ. You listen to that song, okay, and you wouldn't think, none the wiser, you wouldn't think that the Beatles, back in the day with their cute little Liverpool haircuts and the bowl cut on them, you wouldn't think they'd act this way. This is pretty good, though. Paul McCartney says, this is what he told GQ. He sat down. He said this is when they were young. He was over at John Lennon's house. Early coming of age days. They were just sitting around the house. They wanted to pass time. And Paul McCartney said, instead of getting roaring drunk and partying, and I'm going to read this verbatim. He goes on to say, I don't even know if we were staying over that night or anything. We were all just there in these chairs and the lights were out. And somebody started masturbating. So we all did. End quote.
Come on.
Paul says, in order to inspire more enjoyable twisting, they would all shout out names of sexy celebrities like Brigitte Bardot before John killed the mood by bringing up Winston Churchill. So they would shout these names out as they sat on these chairs in this circle, if you will, at John Lennon's house, and they all started doing it. And the singer says that this session of pleasing themselves was a one-time thing, maybe two.
Oh, my golly.
But he goes on to say it wasn't a big deal. Just kids being kids, he says. He said, but it was good, harmless fun. It didn't hurt anyone, not even Brigitte Bardot.
So that must have been the girl's name that they shouted out the most, Brigitte Bardot.
Well, she was a big actress back then, big hot thing, you know.
Oh, she was.
And I'm going to say this.
I can't even picture that in my mind.
Now, you say something like it only happened once. We were young, we were dumb, it happened once, we were done. Okay, you're like, okay, kids do stupid stuff. But when you say it happened once, maybe twice.
I know, that's weird.
That leads me to believe, what about the 48th or 62nd time? How many times did this happen?
I'm going to need to see his face while he was giving that interview, because you got to see what look was on his face when he said once, maybe twice. That's really, I've never even heard anyone else say something like this out loud. I've never heard anyone even do this.
Yeah, we just played Let It Be. I want to see if this song gives it a different meaning now, if this changes your perspective. If that didn't, take a listen.
Got to be a joker, he just do what he please.
Oh, that wasn't the O. We got to go through one more verse.
Oh, I think we all know what
it's going to be. No, no,
no. You rotten animal.
Hang on. Here we go.
Come together.
Oh, yeah.
Awful.
Right now. Over me.
See, I wonder.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to say or go any further. I'm just saying I wonder what the inspiration for that tune was. I never knew that those kids in their little black suits with the little narrow cuffs, and they were high-watered in their little English boots. Creepy.
Come on, Paul. Why? Why did that cat need to get let out of the bag?
And I don't know how many people remember this, because all those old rock stars, man, especially the ones from England, like, you think America's twisted. Remember the deal with Mick Jagger? He said he went over to, like, Zimbabwe, or he was over in some weird country, and what he wanted was some natural aphrodisiac, mm-hmm. if you will. And he took all these, like, Africanized bees or, like, killer hornets, and he shoved them in, like, a blanket, and he pulled his pants down, and he trapped them on his privates so the bees or wasps would bite him to engorge his being, if you
yes,
will.
Yes, stung it and bit it and did whatever else to it. Now, I mean, who does that?
No.
Are you kidding me?
See,
that's insane.
And Joe, the resident drug expert, he's the pharmacist here on the show. You think that you smoked some good dope? You think you party did some good drugs? I'm here to tell you, and people always say, oh my God, the pot nowadays and the drugs nowadays the kids are doing, they're so incredible. Really? I don't think so. That stuff they were doing in the 60s, man, that was some high-level NASA stuff they were shooting up or ingesting. I mean, that is crazy.
Had to have been. Either that or else to be a lead singer or be a rock and roller back in those days. You just had to be a weirdo.
You had to go just full-on wacko.
That is bizarre. I can't even imagine.
Coming up, we'll tell you what we've got for Lincoln to win if you didn't catch it. Plus, we'll play the first round here in a second.
Over me.
There we go. We're Scorpions. It's 93.7 The River.